front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. We interview people from all realms of the open source universe to find out what's hot right now, share some hardships and headaches, give a little advice, and learn about the people behind the screens. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter, at Lullabot, or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you! Today, I'm going behind the screens with Amy June Heinlein from Hook 42. Hello, Amy June.
Hello.
So, Hook 42 is based out of San Francisco, and you will be right down the road from Bad Camp here in a few weeks. And you have sent out the forces to Bad Camp this year. First, tell me a little bit about yourself and about Hook 42. And then I want to hear about everything that you've got going on at Bad Camp. I know you're sponsoring, there's a training, you have somebody participating in a summit, a number of sessions you're giving.
Okay, well, my name is Amy June, and I am the community lead at Hook 42. And I do some site building. Hook 42 operates from the San Francisco Bay Area. We're mostly remote, though, but a lot of our forces are in San Francisco and Santa Cruz. Bad Camp is especially exciting for us because, like you said, it is in our backyard. And this year, we have several new team members who are coming out, and we're really looking forward to coming together and doing some team building with them. Now, I feel personally blessed to work with Hook 42 because they encourage all of the team to speak and be thought leaders in the Drupal community. Our team is super experienced. We're a mix of all different kinds of people. We have people who dirt bike, we have photographers, we have artists, we have dancers, we have readers. So the team is very dynamic, and it's, like I said, very exciting because we have new team members coming up that we've never met. So it's an opportunity for us to do some team building.
I noticed on your website that you are certified Women's Business Enterprise. Tell me a little bit about the work that you do there at Hook 42 and what it means to be certified WBE.
We are Women's Business Enterprise certified. We don't go out of our way to employ women, but we don't go out of our way not to. So it's a good mix. It's a very natural mix of the team. So we provide full service Drupal development. So we have teams of architects and developers to build sites. We do a lot of enterprise sites. We do migrations. We specialize in multilingual. We actually sponsor the multilingual demo for Drupal 8 on Drupal.org. So that's pretty exciting. We've given presentations in the past on multilingual Drupal installations and that sort of thing. We specialize in SEO. Accessibility is something that we've just hired Carrie Fisher on to help us out with. So we're delving into being more friendly in accessibility. And we do a lot of business consulting, project management, training, things like that. So I think we're very well-rounded, and we have specific goals for our clients, and we try to meet those.
That's great. So Hook 42 sounds like it's doing pretty well as a company, and you've got a great diverse group of people working there, and they're also going to be a very large portion of Bad Camp. Give me a rundown on the Hook 42 team members who will be part of sessions, summits, and trainings at this year's Bad Camp.
Sure. Well, basically, the whole team is going to be at Bad Camp, with the exception of a couple of people who are not in the U.S. As far as who's going to be doing thought leadership, all of us will be, because we will all be engaged in collaboration within the community with sprints and hallway tracks and that sort of thing. This year, Kristen Pohl, Amy Degnan, Lindsay Godinet, Carrie Fisher, Taryn Neer, and myself will all be sharing our expertise in the sessions and summits and trainings. Wednesday, Amy and Carrie lead an all-day training for SEO and accessibility. They're going to be going through which Drupal modules need to be installed and how to configure them for SEO and accessibility. And their hopes are that people come away from the training understanding what SEO and accessibility are and why it's important for web business and how to apply those practices in a Drupal environment. And then on Thursday, there's the DevOps Summit, which is a forum for inspiring developers with new methodologies and processes for creating web applications. They'll discuss automated testing, continuous integration, local development. Alec Reynolds will be leading that summit, but our senior software developer, Tara Neer, will be discussing Amazon Web Services CloudFormation. And then Friday and Saturday, Hook 42 has 5 sessions, so that's pretty cool. First thing on Friday, I'll be kicking off the day at 9 a.m. with my session, which is called Dreaditor, the Issue Queue Don't. It's simply test to get in. I will discuss how newbies can contribute to the Drupal project through Issue Queue, and I'll give a live demo demonstrating how to create an issue, write a patch, upload the fix to Drupal.org, and review the patch for RTBC. Later, Lindsay, who's a Drupal developer with us and our SEO specialist, she'll present Ready, Git, Set, Go. Her session's all about Git, and she'll be explaining the basics of the version control system. Our senior front-end developer and accessibility lead, Carrie, will discuss inclusive development using style guides to improve website accessibility. She's going to outline what exactly the role of a front-end developer is, what's inclusive development, why use component-driven development for accessibility, and then she'll provide a demonstration of the KSS node-based accessibility style guide. So that's nice. And then Saturday, Kristen, our CTO and senior architect, is presenting A/B testing with Optimizely, which she just shared at DrupalCon Vienna. And that'll cover A/B testing in general, and she'll share some common use cases and features for Optimizely. And then to finish off the day on Saturday, Amy, who's our CEO and enterprise CMS architect, has her session, Healing a Broken Project, which discusses how to use project management and enterprise process management techniques to work through a project that seems beyond repair. But overall, we're really looking forward to participating in thought leadership and giving back to the community with all of these talks and collaboration.
I've learned a lot about Hook 42. Amy June, I want to know for you, what is the scariest part of Drupal?
The code. And that's really not that scary. I don't come from a computer science background. I'm a nurse by trade and decided to pursue a different career, you know, halfway through my life. And there's this altruistic part of nursing that was really hard to give up. But because of my role with Hook 42 doing community work, it fills that feel-good gap that I was missing with not doing nursing anymore. So for me, the scariest part of Drupal would be if people stopped contributing. Like, that's just not job security. That's meaning that the community has given up on the project and there's that sense of doom and gloom. There was a while a few months back where people were leaving the project and there was animosities and questions for the leaders and that sort of thing. But, you know, we all sort of rallied and put those things aside and we're all sprinting again and giving back to the Drupal Association and participating in camps and cons where we all give our code back. But yeah, the scariest part to me would be if people stopped helping.
So the last question, if you woke up tomorrow and there was no more internet, no more Drupal, Hook 42 wasn't there anymore, where would you do, or what would you do with your life? Where would you go?
Well, you complicated things with the no more internet, because when you first started asking the question, I would be like, oh, I would geocache all day long, but I depend on the internet to get those coordinates. So, well, if the internet went away tomorrow, I bet I would be outside a lot more than I am now. I'm a mom, and so I would still be mothering. I enjoy Volkswagens, so I might get into a Volkswagen project. You know, it's hard because the internet is so entwined in our lives these days. A lot of our even social interactions are through social media and that sort of thing. And so as much as I would miss that, I bet I would really enjoy getting back into my local community. And I would probably go back into nursing if, you know, Drupal went away and the internet wasn't there, because I like that. I like that field. I like giving back to people. So
if you could give advice to someone who's maybe struggling or trying to come up in the community or something you've learned recently, what advice would you give?
Well, it so happens that my talk this year answers that question, because I love sharing with new people how easy it is to give back to Drupal.org, because I am a non-coder and I help in the issue queue with documentation, with the UI, with reviewing patches and that sort of thing. So my best advice to people is you don't have to code to give back to the community. You can give back in so many different ways. You can provide support at camps and cons. You can talk at your local Drupal users group. You can volunteer at camps and cons, even if it's just setting up the signs and doing a room monitoring and that sort of thing. But the issue queue is so much easier than people first imagine it. So I would say, don't be scared. Just find yourself a really good mentor. Ask lots of questions, because the Drupal community, I think, really encourages people. And I have not had one person not make the time to help me out. I think, you know, I've had several mentors and all of them, they don't look at me funny. They don't make fun of me not knowing the simplest things like CSS and HTML. They're all really forgiving and really honest, and they value everyone's hard work no matter what it is. So just don't be scared. Everyone was a beginner once, and everyone understands how absolutely hard Drupal can be.
That's a great answer. I really like that. On the topic of mentors and learning, is there somebody that you would care to give some thanks to or share some gratitude with who helped you along the way?
Mike Anello. He is a founder of Drupal Easy, and he is a continuing resource for me. All of my teammates at Hook 42 have been extremely helpful with my learning curve, because all of them do different things. And whether it be like how to set up software on my computer or how to make a patch, all of them have been really nice. And then John Ouellette from Calamuna, he led the internship at Calamuna that I went through, and he was so patient with me through my learning curve. So yeah, Mike Anello, John Ouellette, and the whole team at Hook 42.
Amy June, this has been wonderful. Thank you for taking a few minutes to teach us about Hook 42. And if you're going to be at Bad Camp, make sure you check out the schedule and find the trainings, the summits, and all the sessions being provided by those awesome folks over there at Hook 42, all of which will be included in the show notes.
Thank you. And I just want to tell people that all of us are really looking forward to participating in the thought leadership and giving back to the community. And for those of you that are on the fence, Northern California is beautiful this time of year. It's not cold. It's not hot. The leaves are falling. Berkeley is a wonderful place. So I really encourage people to register and come out.
If you'd like to reach out to Amy June, you can find her on Twitter at Volkswagen Girly Girl, or head on over to hook42.com/team. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have ideas for questions or segments, or if you're organizing a camp or an event and you would like to promote it, or if you just have some cool stuff you want to share, tweet us at Lullabot, or drop me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Also, if you're liking the podcast, don't forget to go onto iTunes and give us a rating and a review. Until next time.